Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, because Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Everybody, you are listening to Break Every Chain. There's power in the name of Jesus. How many know that there's power in the name of Jesus? Amen. We just thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for you all tuning in today to listen to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We are certainly excited about what God is doing. Amen. In the lives of his people. Glory to God. I'm going to read into your hearing just for this afternoon. I'm going to read a Psalm chapter 3. Amen. It said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, oh, glory to God, and the lifter up of mine head. Ah, God will be your glory and the lifter up of your head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Amen. Selah. Glory to God. We thank God again for each and every one of you all. Today is Monday, September the 16th, 2013, and we are continuing on lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want you to know we're on this radio broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is the same, area code 858-683-1334. Amen. And if you'd like to contact us by way of email or even by our mailing address, our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702. That's Stockton, California, 95205. By way of email, you can contact us if you have any praise reports or anything you would like to share with us. We'd be more than happy to respond and oblige you of your request. Amen. We can be reached at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Again, it's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Again, on Saturday, we're on with They Overcame with Elder and Minister Albert and Billy Burns out of North Carolina. They host the segment They Overcame. This is a time for you to give your testimonies, amen, and tell what God has done in your life. And that broadcast air at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, we have early morning prayer before you go to your different houses of worship. We invite you to come on the line for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. And that's at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, and that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We certainly are happy about what God is doing. We're going to be re-airing our broadcast from Thursday, talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to be re-airing that broadcast today. Amen. I see our friend and brother on the line, Liberal Democrat, and we're going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into the word for today. Amen. I believe God have not stopped speaking, and then, you know, some people haven't had a chance to go back and listen to this, and I thought it would be very appropriate for today because we did not have anything new to offer today, but God's word is always refreshing. Amen. It's always a refreshing word when you can
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God bless you, Liberal Democrat. We're going to ask you to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into our rebroadcast the message of the gift of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit by Dr. Singleton of Great Enrichment Ministry, Los Angeles, California. God bless you. We're going to ask liberal Democrats to open up with the word of prayer for us.
Hallelujah. Amen. We ask that you magnify the Lord with us. Amen. As we pray, amen. The word magnify means to make God bigger. Amen. So make him bigger than whatever you're going through right now in this prayer. As we pray, amen, hallelujah, we begin to magnify God. God, you are bigger than whatever is going on in my life right now. Magnify him with me. Amen. Somebody is magnifying the Lord with me right now. God, you are bigger than that bill. God, you are bigger than that problem. Somebody is magnifying the Lord with me right now. I'm making God bigger. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, you are bigger, amen, God, than today. You are bigger than yesterday. You are bigger than what's going to happen tomorrow. Somebody is still magnifying the Lord with me. In the name of Jesus, God, we magnify you, God. We magnify you, God, in this word, oh God. Hallelujah. The woman of God, amen, the mantle on her life, oh God, the people that she's going to touch through this broadcast, oh God, we are magnifying you, God. You are getting bigger, oh God, even in that house, amen. The person that's listening to this call right now, God, we touch and agree with them right now that you are magnifying, oh God, in their life right now, in the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord. Somebody is listening to this phone call right this second, and they are magnifying God. Now he is bigger than that bill. Now he is bigger than that problem, that relationship. Now he is bigger than that thing that had you down. Magnify the Lord. It's up to you to make him bigger in the name of Jesus. Make him bigger with us as you listen to this broadcast. Make God bigger than whatever you are going through in the name of Jesus. Magnify him. Lord, we magnify you right now, God. We make you bigger than any temptation right now, God. We make you bigger than any problem right now, oh God. We make you bigger than any enemy that's coming against us right now, God, realizing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. We claim this. We speak it into everybody that's listening to this phone call, God, that, oh God, we speak that magnifying the Lord spirit in the house, in the job, in their car. Cover this line in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you today. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. He said, make God bigger. That's what manifests means. I never heard it like that. That is awesome.
Hallelujah.
Making God bigger.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Make him bigger. He's bigger than any situation. He's bigger than any problem. He's
That's
bigger
right,
than anything we could even think or ask.
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah. That's right, that's right.
Oh, Lord, I bless you today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was watching a movie, and this guy ran off. The police was after him, and he ran off into the ocean.
My Lord, my Lord.
And you know, at the end of the movie, they had him come out like he had to swam that ocean. Hallelujah.
Boom.
And was right there to meet the girlfriend and the son. And I, me and my brother was laughing. And we said, wow.
My Lord, my Lord.
Out there in the Pacific Ocean, amen, this was just a movie, mind you. But you know, once that the pressure of that water is so strong, how was he able to break loose through that car and swam that ocean? We don't know, but that's the way the movie ends. And you know, sometimes it ends.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen. But you got to know that when you put your trust and your confidence in God, ah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
They be bewildered. They
that's
may
right.
may be shocked or surprised.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Because guess what God is able to do? Exceedingly abundantly above anything we could even ask or think. So I like that, liberal Democrat, making God bigger. Amen,
yes,
amen. So we're going to do a rebroadcast today, and we're going to ask the Lord to speak with us later, and we're going to see what he's going to say for the rest of the week. We do have some speakers lined up for this week, but we don't know if we're carrying over with this same subject matter or God is going to say something else. But for today, we're talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit with
Thank
none
you,
other
Lord.
Than Dr. Winston Singleton Jr. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned. Okay.
Of the Father. Those are interchangeable titles that represent the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go to scriptures. I'm going to read each one of the scriptures. And by the time the 2 hours is up, you will have an understanding. Amen? So first of all, you should have a pencil and pad waiting. Or have it recorded where you can go to yourself. Because we're talking Bible today. No theological view point of mine. We're talking about what the Bible says concerning of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Okay, so I said right now the Holy Ghost is the Comforter. First of all, I'm going to go to the book of St. John, chapter number 14, verse 16. The following scripture that I'm going to make note and elaborate on is going to deal with the Holy Ghost as being the Comforter. And then I'll go down to each other one. I'll be talking about the Holy Ghost in terms of the Spirit of Truth, and I'll be talking about the Holy Ghost in terms of the promise of the Father. Then we'll start going to some other areas that I want to share with you on this afternoon. Are you ready? Get set. Here we go. Now, want you to turn to the book of St. John's Gospel, chapter number 14, verse 16. It says concerning the Comforter. And I want to let you know something. See, before the day of Pentecost, Jesus was already talking about the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, just digressing for a moment, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse 20, it says, and are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. If Jesus being the chief cornerstone himself, he had to have something to say concerning of this foundational truth regarding the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. So this is what a lot of the stuff right now we're going to talk about what Jesus said. And this is before Jesus went off the scene to go sit on the right hand of the Father. Jesus began to let him know that the Holy Ghost is a comforter, it's the Spirit of truth, and it's the promise of the Father. So St. John chapter number 14, verse 16, he says, Jesus, and a lot of you that have King James and other translations, you know whatever Jesus said was in red color. No, someone didn't drop punch on your pages. They typed in the red letters saying that Jesus spoke. So Jesus said in St. John chapter number 14, verse 15, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Let me read that again. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Why? Because I'm getting ready to read. I'm going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. We're talking about this comforter of the Holy Ghost. Jesus also said in chapter number 14, verse 26. 14 and 26, St. John. He says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you, that's the Holy Ghost, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. See, the Holy Ghost is testifying of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost also teaches us what to say. In fact, I want to digress for a moment just to let you know that, let you know as a teacher, when we do talk about teachers, I'm going to go over this again. But the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2, verse 13 states, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, so this Holy Ghost is here to teach us what we need to know and bring to our remembrance what we should know. The reason why some of you may not remember things so well, and the reason why you're not learning, you may not have the Holy Ghost. You may not have the Holy Spirit. So what you have to do is pray to the Father that he send that Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit to you, that it may abide with you and in you to be able to discern the things that is needed to help us in our spiritual life. Amen? So let me go back over verse number 26 of chapter number 14. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you, the Holy Ghost, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Then we got to go a little further. Jesus said in church chapter number 14, let's go back to 16 and 17 again. Verse 16 and 17 of chapter number 14 says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. But we'll go into that later. So what I'll do, I'll leave that for a little later. So the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is what we need right now. Let's go to St. John chapter number 15, verse 26. Jesus was saying this as well, concerning us, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. He says, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Did you hear that? The comforter is standing in the place of Jesus Christ, because when Jesus left, we needed to continue to be comforted. Yes, he's comforting us from the right hand of the Father, but we needed something with us and in us to show us the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, so that's 15 and 26. Now let's go to 16 and 7. 16, verse 7 of St. John. Jesus also said this now. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient, or it's necessary, well necessary, for you that I go away. Let me repeat that. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, you all that's listening to me. It is needful or expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So Jesus had to get out of here. 3.5 years ministry. He had to get out because why? I have to allow the Holy Ghost to come in and lead you the rest of the way. Amen? So, men and brethren, thanks to God and friends, you need the Holy Ghost. In other words, you need the Comforter. Now we're going to go into now the Holy Ghost is also the Spirit of truth. Not only is it the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Ghost, it's the Comforter, and it is the Spirit of truth. Let's see what Jesus says concerning the Spirit of truth. Like I said before, Jesus is making known this. Paul has not said nothing yet because Paul wasn't on the scene. But Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. He says here in St. John, and some of these verses or chapters are going to be redundant. So please keep note. We want you to keep track. We just got through talking about the Holy Ghost is the Comforter. And I gave you scripture. Now we're talking about the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. I want you to turn to St. John chapter number 14, verse 17. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth, King James now, knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwell with you, and watch this, and shall be in you. The Holy Ghost right now, disciples, are with you. But later on, in the book of Acts, it shall be in you. Now, this is Jesus talking. This ain't Reverend Bubba. This is not Bishop and Apostle John. No. Jesus is saying it because he's the chief cornerstone of our foundational truth. Okay, let's see what else Jesus said about it. Let's go back down to St. John chapter number 15, verse 26. He says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, see, that's also called the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he, the Holy Ghost, shall testify of Jesus Christ. Let me just digress for a moment. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, verse 1 and 2, he said, in sundry times, in ancient times, and in diverse manners, in many different ways, God spoke to our fathers by the way of the prophets, but having in these last days spoke to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who has been appointed heir of all things. So the Holy Ghost says here now, let me read that again, verse number 26 of chapter number 15. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he, the Holy Ghost, he shall testify of me. Because right now, the last days, Jesus Christ is speaking. He got captive, he got to regain gifts from the men, not the Greeks. He gave some. Well, Jesus is speaking right now. So the Holy Ghost is testifying of what Jesus is saying in the last days. But I must receive the Holy Ghost in order to know what Christ is saying to me and to us what to do concerning of this spiritual institution of the kingdom of God. All right, let's go on further now. St. John chapter number 16, verse 13 states, Jesus speaking, he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. You know what I said earlier. Sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. Because Jesus Christ is talking now. Book of Hebrews has said it. In these last days, God is speaking to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he appointed heir of all things. So if Jesus is speaking, the Holy Ghost must hear what Jesus is saying and deliver it unto us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? But you must have the Holy Ghost. You need the Comforter. You need the Spirit of truth. Now we're going to go now. The Holy Ghost is the promise of the Father. See, it's the Comforter. It's the Spirit of truth. And it's also known as the promise of the Father. And so this is what Jesus said. And then Luke is going to talk about it. Luke is saying it, what Jesus said. And Luke wrote two volumes. He wrote his first volume was the book of Luke, St. Luke. Gospel, and then he wrote his second volume with the book of Acts. So now, the physician, Luke, which was one of the companions of one of the apostles, he is now speaking and giving validity concerning about what Jesus said regarding the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, as the promise of the Father. All right, we're going to go to the book of Luke, chapter number 24, verse 49. That's Luke. Chapter number 24, verse 49. Jesus said it because it's in the red. He said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry, or wait, ye, in the city of Jerusalem. I want you to wait in a particular place for a particular time to receive a particular thing. Let me read that again. And behold, and look, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Let me read that again to let you know where you had to go get it originally in the beginning. And behold, this is what Luke is saying, that Jesus said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. See, the Holy Ghost came from the Father. It came down from the Father in Jesus' name. And look what he says in Acts, the second volume of chapter number 1, verse 4, the second volume of Luke's gospel writing. He said, and being assembled, that was the disciples, the 12 and the 120, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Jesus was talking to telling them about that. When you read this Mount of Olivet, because the Bible said in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, you begin to say the Great Commission. He spoke to one audience, which was the 12 or the 11 of disciples, because Judas killed himself, and Matthias wasn't yet selected. He told them in the book of Mark, chapter number 16, verse 15, Jesus told his disciples, he said, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature or creation. He that believeth, what I'm saying is means. In my name ye shall cast out devils. Now watch this. In my name ye shall speak with new tongues. Even if it's beginning to bring forth tongues, y'all. But we're going to get into that a little bit. Now, first of all, we have to understand that when you talk about the Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit, you're talking about three entities here. Or no, three titles that mean the same thing. We're talking about the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and the promise of the Father. Now, Acts chapter number 2, verse 33, this is what Peter said. He said, therefore, being by the right hand of the Father exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. We'll find out what they saw, and we'll find out what they heard. But Peter was saying, therefore, being. This is Acts chapter number 2, verse 33. He said, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, about Jesus Christ, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, which is the promise of the Father, he has shown forth this, which you now see and hear. So, just to recap for a moment. We're finding out so far that the Holy Ghost is called the Comforter. The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Truth, and the Holy Ghost is called the promise of the Father. But let's get some more validity and more manifestation on what the Holy Ghost is. You need the Holy Ghost. If you notice, I didn't say you need tongues right now. I said you need to know what you need to get. And you need the Holy Ghost in order to be able to have the ability to teach, discern, and to show forth fruits of the Spirit. Now I'm going into now. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. I repeat, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. It's going to be redundant in some of these scriptures now. I want you to go down to the book of Luke, chapter number 12, verse 12. That's Luke, chapter number 12, verse 12. I pray right now that you're getting something out of this. I am. Okay, Luke, chapter number 12, verse 12 states, Jesus said it because it's in red. He says, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Let me say that again. See, some of y'all say some stuff that the Spirit didn't tell you to say, and that's why the confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. Jesus said in Luke 12 and 12, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. That is in St. John chapter number 14, verse 26, regarding the Holy Ghost as teacher. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he, the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then it says in the book of 1 Corinthians, concerning the Holy Ghost as a teacher. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 13 states, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And lastly, regarding the Holy Ghost as teacher, I'm going to go back to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 16, verse 13. It said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So the Holy Ghost is a teacher. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit, how can you learn? The Bible says, faith comes by hearing of the Word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except they be sent? The Holy Ghost came through the Father, sent by the name of Jesus, to come into your heart, come into your mind, come into your being, to cause you to be a supernatural being in this mortal body.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said that same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead,
yes,
if it dwells in you, it will do something. It will quicken.
Your mortal body.
I feel like preaching. You're going to preaching today too, but I'm going to teach right now. All right, so the Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and me, or us. I'll say that again. The Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and me, or us. He said, where did you get it from? I'm about to tell you. St. John chapter number 15, verse 26 says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you, Jesus said this now, from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, the witness of Christ. Okay, let's go down to the book of Acts, chapter number 15, verse 8, regarding the Holy Ghost. He says, and God, which knoweth the heart or the mind, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. See, the Holy Ghost is a witness not only to Christ, but it's also a witness to us. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 16 and 17. I'll repeat. Romans chapter number 8, verse 16 and 17. Regarding of the Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and of us. He said, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children we are, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. See, the Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and is a witness of us. Romans chapter number 9, verse 1 states, chapter number 9, verse 1, Romans says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. See, Paul was talking here. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Let me read that again. Paul said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost has my mind, got my body going. It's quickening myself because the Bible says we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost itself, making intercession through groans that cannot be uttered. And what it does, it reads the spirit of my mind. The spirit of my mind constitutes my attitude and my thoughts. The Holy, you said, I need a man. The Holy Ghost said, you need more joy.
Yeah.
You said, I need a car. The Holy Ghost said, you need more endurance.
Mm.
So if you got the Holy Ghost and you start praying some off prayers based on your needs and wants and desires, the Holy Ghost know what to say unto God for you because it makes an intercession for you. Let me go back now. The Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and of me or us. The last scripture of that. Hebrews chapter number 15, or chapter number 10, excuse me. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 15 and 17. That's Hebrews 10, 15 and 17. Or 15 through 17. Or 15 through 17. However you want to use it, we're going to read two verses. It says here, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. Let me repeat that. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. It's not only a witness to Christ, but it's a witness to us. For after that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'm a prophecy now. I will put my laws into their hearts, and their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Mm.
See, God was doing a thing, y'all. The justification by faith came by the way of the Holy Ghost. Bear witness that in these last days, said the Lord, I will put my laws, not the law itself, the righteousness of the law, through faith, I will put my laws in their heart or their mind. And in their mind, I will write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no knows we have forgiveness of sin because of the promise of the Father. It's a covenant unto us in these last days concerning of what we need. But you have to get the Holy Ghost. I didn't say tongues yet, but you need to get the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. All right, let's move on. So, the Holy Ghost is a witness of Christ and of us. Now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty now. The Holy Ghost is power. Let me say that again. The Holy Ghost is power. Can you say power? Say power. That's what I'm talking about. The
power.
Holy Ghost is power. Look what he said in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, verse 8. And I really want you to take note of what I'm going to say here, because I'm going to open up some things to you concerning of us having the power. Look what he said in verse number 8, chapter 1 of Acts, which is the second volume of Luke. He said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Because I got something to say about this. Verse number 8 of chapter number 1 of Acts says, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses of me, unto me, both in what? Watch this. In Jerusalem, and watch this. In all Judea and Samaria, and watch this, until the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, what did he say? What Jesus did here, because it's in red print, Jesus was prophesying about the entire book of Acts. He said, you're going to be witnesses of me. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to be witnesses of me. You're going to be able to tell the story. You're going to be able to tell the truth. You're going to be able to discern. You're going to be able to teach others things that you know and things you don't know. You're going to be able to be profound and prolific in your delivery. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to tell the world about the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, the gospel through the Holy Ghost shall receive power. Yes. You said, well, what is he talking about? In Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in all Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm going to give you something right now. When I talk about the witnesses of Jerusalem, I'm talking about Acts chapter number 1, verses 1, all the way to verse number 8, or chapter number 8, verse 4. So, Acts chapter number 1, starting at verse 1 to chapter number 8, verse 4, all those chapters and verses have to do with the witnesses in Jerusalem. In other words, they did everything in Jerusalem. They didn't go outside of Jerusalem. They stayed right there. Chapter number 1 to chapter number 8, verse 4. That is called the Jerusalem witness. Now, when you're talking about when they begin to move on, because there was great persecution. So, from chapters number 8, verse 5, to chapter number 12, verse 25, we're talking about the witnesses in Judea and all Samaria. When we talk about the witnesses in Judea and all Samaria, that's chapter number 8, verse 5 of Acts, all the way to the chapter number 12, verse 25. And when he says witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth, we're talking about chapter number 13 to chapter number 28. That's when Paul took his Billy Graham style and began to travel all throughout the world, spreading the good news. But they became witnesses after they received the Holy Ghost in all Jerusalem, chapter number 1, verse 1, to chapter number 8, verse 4, and to all Judea and in Samaria, chapter number 8 of Acts, verse number 5, all the way to 12 and 25, and witnesses of the uttermost parts of the earth, chapter number 13 and chapter number 28. So, when Jesus stated in prophecy, but ye shall receive power, that verse number 8 of chapter number 1, but ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in all Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. Those witnesses right there, that stated the whole book of Acts. But how many of you have passed up Acts? You went Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You skipped Acts and went right to Romans. How can you understand the Holy Ghost when you don't talk about the beginning of the church? You can't fill in the blanks with nothing, but you have to bring in Acts to bridge the Gospels along with the history, or along with the Pauline letters that Paul wrote, along with the general letters that Paul did not write, and prophecy, the book of Revelation. You must tie them together. The missing link of understanding the Holy Ghost is not including the book of Acts. That's the number 1 through 28. I hope you're getting something out of this. Now we're going further now. That, in most of these scriptures, you'll find out that the Holy Ghost is power. You must have it. Okay, Acts chapter number 8, verse 19 says, saying, Acts chapter number 8, verse 19 of Acts. It says, saying, give me also this power. This is what Simon the Sorcerer was saying. He said, give me also this power, the Holy Ghost, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what that enemy, that wicked one, that warlock, that witch said, that sorcerer said. He was telling Peter and John, he said, say, give me also this power.
Yes, Lord.
That on whosoever I lay hands, he or she may receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is power. Okay? Chapter number 10 of Acts, verse number 38. Chapter number 10 of 38, regarding of the Holy Ghost being power. It says, how God, and Peter was talking to Cornelius and his family. We'll get into that a little further. But he was talking to us about the gospel. He said here, Peter said to Cornelius and his family, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, whom went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, of the devil. For God was with him. That's chapter number 10, verse 38. Now let's go to chapter number 15, verse 13 of Romans regarding the Holy Ghost in power. That's Romans chapter number 15, verse 13. 15 and 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is power. And the reason why some of you are powerless, either you don't have the Holy Ghost or you don't believe in the Holy Ghost for it to lead you where you need to go. So if you don't have it, get it. And if you have it, keep it. And if you keep it and make it applicable to your life, you shall continue and perpetually be powerful through the Holy Ghost. Amen? All right, let's go on further now. The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse 5, says, that's 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse 5. Let me say it again. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse 5, says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So therefore, those scriptures let you to know that the Holy Ghost is not only is called the Comforter, not only called the Spirit of Truth, is also called the promise of the Father, but the Holy Ghost is a teacher, the Holy Ghost is a witness of us and Christ, and the Holy Ghost is power. Now, I want to go back now and talk about how John the Baptist prophesied about the future baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're starting to get into it now. We're going to get to the songs after a moment, but I have to lay a foundation to you that this Holy Ghost is the Spirit that comes from God, that dwell in every one of the baptized believers in the Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, you got to get it. If you have it, keep it. And if you keep it and have it and believe in it, it will do what it's instructed to do from the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Here I'm going to now. Scripture dealing with John the Baptist prophesied about the future baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to start with Matthew chapter number 3. The Matthew's according to, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter number 3, verse 11. That's Matthew 3 and 11. It reads, Matthew 3 and 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he, Christ Jesus, that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes or sandals I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. As John the Baptist now prophesied, talking about the future event of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He also says in the book of Mark, chapter number 1, verse 8, Mark 1 and 8. And look, let me just digress while you're getting that. The Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. How dare you call me a false prophet? How dare you call me an error when I'm bringing scripture to you? How dare you say that I don't know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Word of God. You need to get in that Bible and read it for yourself, because the Bible says, "Let us show ourselves approved unto God."
Oh,
you need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And so you're going to call me a liar, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I just gave you scriptures back to back to back. You need to hear what the Word says. The Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So let's see what Mark number 1 and 8 is saying. Mark chapter number 1, verse 8. Regarding of John the Baptist prophesying concerning of the future event of baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm so happy. I'm so excited right now. All right, here we go. Here we go. He says in Mark chapter number 1, verse 8, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he, Christ, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Let's see what John is saying too. John the Baptist said in Luke chapter number 3, verse 16, that Luke 3 and 16, he says, John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer, for you scholars out there, or theologians, John the Baptizer answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, and latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. That's Luke 3 and 16. Now let's see what St. John, chapter number 1, verse 33. That's John, St. John, Gospel, chapter number 1, verse 33. Regarding of John the Baptist prophesying about the future baptism of the Holy Ghost. John 1 and 33 states, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, like King James. He which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Now we're going to go to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 7, verse 38 and 39. That's St. John's Gospel, chapter number 7, verse 38 and 39 says, and Jesus spoke about this, he says, and he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let me repeat that again. I feel like humming on that. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. But look what it said in parentheses. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Because why? Because because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, and went to the back of the Father, that's when Jesus Christ was glorified. And after Jesus went, he said, go ye in Jerusalem, and wait for the power of the promise of the Father that you shall receive. He said, I got to go away so I can send another comforter in my name. We're talking about the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, the comforter, the Spirit of truth, the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost of the teacher, the Holy Ghost of bear witness of Christ in you, in me, and also his power. Let me get back now. Let me read that again. John 7, 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his and her belly shall flow rivers of living water. In parenthesis, it says, but this saith he of the Spirit, which they did believe on him, should believe, should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Okay, let's go now to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 20, verse 22. That's John 20 and 22. John 20 and 22. It reads, and when he had said this, he breathed on them. How many want Jesus to breathe on you? I said, breathe on me. Somebody needs Jesus to breathe on you. When you're in your mind, Lord, breathe on me. Hallelujah. Look what he said here. Let me read that again. I got excited about this. John 20 and 22 says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, where? Hallelujah. So, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is very essential. I didn't say you get to speak in tongues. I said, receive the Holy Ghost. We'll tell you in a few moments what you need to have to make know if you got it. All right. What we're going to do now, we're going to read the scripture, recapping concerning of this power. What I'm going to do, let me just go on now. I'm going to go now. It's entitled, Receiving the Holy Ghost with the Evidence of Speaking with Tongues. I want you to write down now, Receiving the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, Promise of the Father, receiving those titles with the evidence of speaking with tongues. Now, before I go further, I want to let you know Jesus stated it at first. Bible says in the book of St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 16, verse 15, he said, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature or creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. He shall cast out devils. But watch this. In my name ye shall speak with new tongues. Jesus said that. Ye shall. You will. Eventually. In the future. After a while. Not so many days hence, ye shall speak with new tongues in my name. Look what he said. He said that in Mark chapter number 16, verse 15 to 17. But now I'm going to tell you now, receiving the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, receiving the Spirit of Truth or the promise of the Father, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. First of all, we have to understand something here. The body of Christ, according to Paul in the book of Ephesians, because Ephesians, the theme for Ephesians or the essence of Ephesians, talks about building the body of Christ. We found out that the body of Christ consists of two elements, that's Jew and Gentile. I'll repeat, the essence of the body of Christ consists of two components or two elements or two parts. Or two subdivisions, whatever you want to say, it's two things that make up the body, honey. And that is Jews and Gentiles. Look what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse 11. Just to digress for a moment. The Bible said, remember in times past. That's chapter number 2, verse 11. Remember in times past that he was Gentile in the flesh. He was called the uncircumcision by that which was called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. But look at the 5-stripe rule of Gentiles' hands. He said, first of all, number 1, he was without Christ. Second, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Number 3, you were strangers of the covenant of promise. Number 4, you was without Christ. And number 5, and without God in the world. But he said, but now in Christ Jesus, you being afar off is brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. And he was our peace, watch this, and made both one, what? Jew and Gentile, and have broken down the middle wall of partition. And verse number 18 said that we both have access to God. Who? Jew and Gentile. We both have access to God through the Spirit. I need Jesus Christ to be a part of the body, but I need the Holy Ghost to bring forth confirmation that I am a child of God. In the church, shout hallelujah. All right, anyway. So, Jew and Gentile need the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. All right. First, we're going to talk about the Jew. Chapter number 2 talks about the Jew. And I'm just going to deal with scripture dealing with the Jews getting saved first. See, let me dive in for a moment. See, the Jews got the Holy Ghost in chapter number 2. Half Jew, Samaritans, got the Holy Ghost in chapter number 8. Non-Jew got the Holy Ghost in chapter number 10. And the Jews that were baptized in repentance heard the word from the Apostle Paul and got re-baptized in the name of Jesus. And Paul laid his hands on them, and they began to... Okay, you know where we're going with this. So let's start now with the Jews getting saved. Okay, chapter number 2, starting at verse 4. I want you to take some notes now. The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me repeat that again. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. What's some other names for the Holy Ghost? They were all filled with the Comforter. They were all filled with the Spirit of Truth. They were all filled with the promise of the Father. So they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you notice, as the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, gave them the ability to speak. Do you know the Holy Ghost was providing at that moment? Because if you read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, he said by the same Spirit, the diversity of tongues. So when you receive the Holy Ghost provides one of those gifts. Oh, Lord have mercy. So here in chapter number 4, they received the Holy Ghost speaking in another tongue. But when the people downstairs heard them speaking in their language, the Holy Ghost provided the diversity of tongues. Because it was controlled by the same self-spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the promise of the Father. So let me read chapter number 2, verse 4 again. And they, in the upper room, were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and the promise of the Father. Those are the titles for the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, Holy Ghost, gave them utterance. The Holy Ghost there was providing the gift of diversity of tongues. Because it was controlled by the same self-spirit. Okay? Acts chapter number 4, verse 31. It was talking about the Jews now. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Comforter. They were all filled with the Spirit of Truth. And they were all filled with the promise of the Father. But look what happened here. And they spake the word of God with boldness. I already told you that the Holy Ghost is the controller of also gifts. He said there's a gift of diversity of tongues, and there's a gift of word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. So the Holy Ghost was providing at that time, when they received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, but they shifted into the word of knowledge and a word of wisdom by the same self-spirit. Okay, chapter number 8. Chapter number 8 right now. Now, those two chapters. Oh, let me see, too. I'm sorry. Let's go to chapter 8. I mean, chapter number 2 of Acts, verse 33. Chapter number 2 of Acts, verse number 33. Remember earlier we talked about the Holy Ghost being the promise of the Father. This is what Peter said in the upper room before he commanded us to be baptized. He was preaching to the ones that were downstairs celebrating the feast of Pentecost while upstairs the real party was going on. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you can have a party in the Holy Ghost in your church, the people from the club will leave the club and come to your church, because where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Oh, Lord. Some of you need to have your church next to the club. So the club can hear you speaking in tongues.
My
and when they hear you speaking in tongues, they'll get off the spirit of Budweiser.
Yes.
They'll get off the spirit of vodka, and they'll come on in and get an overdose of the Holy Ghost. You don't need them for no dope today. All you need is an overdose of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. All right, anyway. Okay, I got excited. Okay. So Acts chapter number 2, verse 33 says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shown forth this which ye now see and hear. Because we found out, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's chapter number 2, verse 1, they were all in one place and on one accord, and suddenly a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And what appeared unto each of them on top of their head were clothing of tongues and the fire. And the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. So the evidence to the Jews concerning the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues. I say it again. The evidence to the Jews regarding the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues. All right. Now we want to deal with the half-Jew. We already talked about the Jew receiving the Holy Ghost, and they had a word of wisdom and a word of diversity of tongue and a word of knowledge through the Holy Ghost. But they had to receive the Holy Ghost first. Now, once you turn now to the book of Acts, chapter number 8, verse 14 through 19. That's Acts chapter number 8, verse 14 through 19. I hope you're getting something out of this, because I am. That's Acts chapter number 8, verse 14 through 19. We talk about half Jews, y'all. Not Jews. The Jews received the Holy Ghost in chapter 2. Now we talk about half Jews. Samaritans are half Jews. On your own second, go look it up. You'll find out what makes them half Jews, because they'll go beyond the scope of our class today. But the Samaritans are half Jews. So the Jews got it, full Jews, full-blown Jews got it, chapter number 2. Chapter number 8, half Jews received the Holy Ghost. All right, here we go. Verse number 14 to 19, it says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria have received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Let me say that again. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria have received the word of God, that's through Deacon Philip, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. In parentheses now, for as yet that was falling upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So in other words, they had to call on Peter and John that they may come down and pray for them to lay hands on them, that they may receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost came through them laying on of hands because they were only baptized in the name of Jesus through the way of Philip. So Philip baptized them in the name of Jesus, and Paul and Peter and John laid hands on them that they may receive the Holy Ghost. Now, let me continue. And when Simon the sorcerer saw through laying on of hands or laying on the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Shame on you trying to buy this power. You can't buy this power. This power comes by receiving it. And all you got to do, if you don't have it, go to your church on next week. Go into your room. Go into your closet. Say, Lord, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. And just start praising him. And the Holy Ghost will come in, and you will know it. How? You'll tell us when you come back on the show. When you come back on the radio broadcast, you'll tell me. If you have your heart right, and you want the Holy Ghost, God will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you will let us know how you got it. Say yes.
All right.
You want to know how you got it. Stop saying to me, and I want you to pray. Some of you need to fast, because something, this particular thing you need, comes through fasting and prayer. And some of you need to seek God and say, Lord, I'm going to consecrate myself until you give me the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to leave the altar until you give me the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to leave the place where I need to breathe until I receive the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to stop until I get this power. I want the Comforter. I want the promise of the Father. I want, hallelujah, the Spirit of Truth. I want the Holy Ghost. Say yes. Oh, I need it. Okay, let me get back here.
Turn now to the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse 44 to 48.
That's Acts chapter number 10, verse 44 and 48. Can you say it along with me? Acts chapter number 10, verse 44 through 48. Let me just give you a moment to get it. Some of the Jews and the Gentiles, non-Jews, receiving the promise of the Father, receiving the Comforter, and receiving the Spirit of truth. Yes, this thing is real, y'all. But you got to get it. You got to ask God for it. And don't be ashamed to ask God for something you don't have. Well, I thought I had it. If you don't have it, then get it. Don't be mad at me because I got it. I'm speaking in tongues until I got it, because the Spirit of God gave utterance, not me.
Yeah,
I can't think, shama, I tie my bow tie, you tie your bow tie. That ain't tongues. But when when the Holy Ghost take over, it will speak. It don't speak, honey. All right. Acts chapter number 10, verse 44 to 48. This is what it says. While Peter yet spake these words, which was the gospel, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, the promise of the Father, fell on all of them. It didn't just drip drop on them. It fell on all of them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed in chapter number 2, that was with Peter, which believed were astonished. They were shocked. They were amazed. They were discombobulated.
Mm.
Why? As many as came with Paul. Why? Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift
glory,
of the Holy
glory.
Ghost. How did they get the Holy Ghost? For they heard him speak with tongues. Speak with tongues. They wasn't singing, and they wasn't quote scripture. He said, and they heard him speak with tongues. Who? The Gentiles. Let me read that again from the beginning. While Peter yet spake these words, the gospel, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Why? Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the promise of the Father, the Spirit of truth?
Thank you, Jesus.
We received it in chapter 2. But here in chapter number 10, honey, these Gentiles are talking in tongues. Yes, they not having a sound. They're speaking in an unknown language because the Holy Ghost fell on them because they heard the word. If you hear the word, the Holy Ghost will fall on you, and you are speaking other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. I wish someone praise the Lord right now and talk. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these who receive the Holy Ghost should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And look what happened with Peter. And he, Peter, commanded them who received the Holy Ghost to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed be them to tarry certain days. In other words, brother, we got the Holy Ghost down. Screen shows what we have to do. Ain't no lying here. Every scripture I gave you came from the words of the mouth of God. Everything I told you there was not of my philosophical view, but the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible, the words, the scriptures are not of any private interpretation, but it's inspired as men wrote, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
See,
the Holy Ghost is an author. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. The Holy Ghost is a promise of the Father. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. And when the Spirit of truth has come, it will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. Now, so far, the Jews received the Holy Ghost in chapter number 2, speaking with tongues. And then the Holy Ghost began to provide them with the gift of interpretation. No, the gift of diversity of tongues. And we find out in chapter number 4 of Acts, the Holy Ghost began to provide the word of wisdom and knowledge. Then we find out in chapter number, that was the Jews now, we find out in chapter number 8 that half Jews received this power of the Holy Ghost by the way of laying on the hands of Peter and John. Then we find out here in chapter number 10 that when Peter was preaching the word, when the word was yet in his mouth, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And the Jews that heard, that believed, were shocked because they heard, they saw that they received the Holy Ghost because they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. I know I'm right.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not talking about receiving the tongues. I'm receiving the Holy Ghost. Did you not hear me for the past hour and a half? Did you not understand the scripture said it? He said, in my name you shall speak with new tongues. Chapter number 2, they got it. Chapter number 8, they got it. Chapter number 10, they got it. But let's go to chapter number 19. Verse chapter number 19. In fact, I'm going to start reading verse number 1 of chapter number 19. Because some of you are thinking I'm a liar. And I'm preaching this word. You can read the word of scripture. Marriage is honorable in the bed of the plow. You take that one scripture and don't go to bed with another woman, another man. But amen, the Bible's telling you, you have to be born again of water and spirit. You need to baptize in Jesus' name. You need to speak in the tongues of the Holy Ghost. And you're calling me a liar. Shame on you. God is trying to tell you something. He's saying you need to be born again. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need that which the Father sent in Jesus' name as a comforter, as the spirit of truth, and as the promise of the Father. Amen.
My God.
Let's go to chapter number 19. I'm almost finished. I hope you're getting something out of this. I am.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, here. Let's go to 19, starting at verse 1. Look what he says here. Chapter number 19, verse 1 of Acts. He said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, or to Ephesus, and finding disciples or followers, certain disciples or followers, he said unto them, this is Paul saying now, have ye received the Holy Ghost? Have ye received the Comforter? Have you received the Spirit of truth? Have you received the promise of the Father? He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Look what they said to him. And they said unto him, Paul, we have not so much as heard, whether there be any Holy Ghost. And, you know, the Bible said the wind blows, you must be wise. Paul went on in verse number 3 and said, and he said unto him, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. You know, you heard about that earlier on. We talked about how John prophesied about the baptism. He was baptizing with water.
Right,
he said, he that cometh after me going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And that was mine.
Oh.
So look what he said here. He said in verse number, verse number 4 of 19. He said, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Let me just digress for a moment. Why in the Bible, when they heard the word, they changed? But you won't change hearing what I'm saying. Let me repeat that again. Why in the first century church, whatever they heard, they did? But I'm telling you what the Bible says, but you reneging. Shame on you. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost today, shame on you. Okay, let me get that.
Amen.
Look what he says here. He says in verse number 5, when they heard Paul saying this, when they heard this, they were baptized. They got rebaptized, y'all. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, I'm not going to stop there. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. Now watch this.
Woo,
and they went to tongues. And he said, and they spake with tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Holy Ghost provided the gift of prophecy. Let me tell you something. When you got the Holy Ghost, you can prophesy. When you got the Holy Ghost, you can heal. When you got the Holy Ghost, you can speak wisdom. And when you got the Holy Ghost, you can speak knowledge. When you got the Holy Ghost, you have diversity of tongues. And when you got the Holy Ghost, you can interpret tongues. When you get the Holy Ghost, you can have gift of administration. When you get the Holy Ghost, God can use you to the fullest. Say yes.
Yes. Thank you,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
Look what he said here. He said that when he had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues.
Ah, glory.
And the Bible says in verse number 7 of 19, and all the men were about 12.
Mm.
Isn't that wonderful to know that in chapter number 2, the Jews got it. Chapter number 8, half Jews got it.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter number 10, non-Jews got it. And chapter number 19, those that were Jews that were baptized under John the Baptist heard the word, got rebaptized by the way of the name of Jesus, and they, when Paul laid his hands on them, they began to speak in other tongues. So therefore, in my closing, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Promise of the Father, Spirit of Truth, they're all interchangeable titles for the Holy Ghost. You cannot say from this day forth you don't know what the Holy Ghost means. The Holy Ghost, however, has to be worked. When you get the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Ghost, it will teach you all things. It will be a witness to you and of Christ. And it will also bring forth the power in your life that you can become a witness of Jesus Christ. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll receive that which John the Baptist prophesied of, and also receive what Jesus said you needed. Jesus called these titles the Holy Ghost. He said the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said it before the Holy Ghost was given. But he said, go down to Jerusalem and do you be endued with power from on high. In chapter 2, we said when the Holy Ghost, the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was in one place and on one accord, and suddenly a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they received a miraculous birth of audio and visual manifestation of the Holy Ghost. They begin to feel the Holy Ghost, begin to speak in tongues, and then they begin to prophesy and go forth in the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. In chapter number 8, When the half Jews heard the word of the Philistines, they were bewitched. Some of you need to get away from those witches, those witch doctors you under. You need the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost, no one can put a spell on you. You get the Holy Ghost, no one can cast that on you. But it's the power of God. Power. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If I got the Holy Ghost, I got the power of God in me, and I can shake up things in heaven, and I can shake up things in earth, and I can shake up things under the earth. I can speak, and things can happen. I can things be healed. I can prophesy, and things will come to pass. Yes, I got the Holy Ghost. I got God in me. Chapter number 2, Jews. Chapter number 8, half Jews. Chapter number 10, non-Jews. And then Jews that got baptized under another baptism heard the word. He got baptized in Jesus' name. And when Paul laid his hands on them, they began to speak with tongues. Honey, don't worry about getting the tongues. Just get the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
and you today, in my closing, if you want that Holy Ghost, ask God for it. Don't call me up. Don't call up Minister Adrian. Ask God for it. And if your faith is out of the park, you need to fast and pray. Some of you need to go on a one-day fast, a two-day fast. Some of you need to fast and pray that the Holy Ghost will come upon you. And when you get it, you'll be able to tell us, because we'll know you got it, because you'll start speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. The Holy Ghost has a language. The Holy Ghost has a power. The Holy Ghost has a title. The Holy Ghost has characteristics. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, now the fruit of the Holy Ghost, or the fruit of the Spirit, is love, gentleness, faith, you know, all those attributes. But the Bible says, now that's in the 21st or 22nd verse of the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. But look what he said in chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17 first. He said, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
He said that the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit lusts against the flesh. And these are two are contrary one to another, that you will not be able to be what you would be. But look what he said in verse number 19. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. The first one is adultery. The other is uncleanness. And then you got 17 and such like. But look what you have to do. You got to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You got to manifest the armor of God. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Why? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. In order for me to battle spiritual wickedness, I need spiritual warfare. I need spiritual instruments. I need spiritual weaponry. And the only thing that can provide that is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Father, the promise of the Father, and the Spirit of truth. You need it? Pray to God for it. And when God gives it to you, strive to keep it. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank the God and friends. You need to receive the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Thank you. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Truly, that was a blessing to hear that rebroadcast of that wonderful message on the gift of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. I tell you, God is yet speaking. And we re-aired this message because I just felt that the Lord still wanted to get this message where it'll be in your spirit. Amen. Sometimes God sent a word so mightily and so heavily that it tug at your heart. And it tugs at your heart because God is dealing with you. Not man, not our flesh, not our thoughts that we think on a daily basis. But when God is dealing with a man or a woman's heart, he will not let you rest until you get what is required, what is needed, what you really need to sustain you. Hallelujah. We need power. We can't make it without the power of God dwelling on the inside. Amen. That was a timely message. And I tell you, it was classic. And one thing about it, he went from scripture to scripture. Who can argue with God's word? Who can argue with the valid word of God, the inspired word of God? This Bible is right. Somebody sing the song, sing a song. If the Bible is right, then somebody is wrong. Hallelujah. So we can't argue with this word. Oh, I bless the Lord today. So we just felt the need to re-air this wonderful message. And I tell you, we're going to work on having it available because we need to tell our friends, we need to tell our family, we need to tell our neighbors, we need to tell those that we fellowship with that there is more. How many know that there is more in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. And sometimes that void is there because we don't have the full package. We don't have what's needed to withstand the wiles of the devil. Amen. So we thank God for that. We're going to go and open up the lines. We see a few that have joined us today. I guess some is having a blue Monday. I wasn't having a blue Monday, but I wasn't feeling the greatest. Amen. But I thank God that I was able to persevere and get through. Amen. So
thank
we're
going
to go to the Liberal Democrat. So glad to have him here with us. It's always a pleasure and an honor to see the men of God that come on this line. It strengthens me. I don't know about the other ones, but it certainly strengthens me. Amen. So God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. That was an on-time word. Amen to God. Amen. Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. So I appreciate that message. Amen. Because, amen, it's one thing to have a relationship with God and another thing to be around him, you know, and amen to God. I just thank and praise God, you know, like, you know, have that relationship where Jesus said, you know, after a while, y'all could be my friends. And then, you know, I can do more, you know, as a friend rather than an acquaintance. And, and when you get that Holy Ghost, amen, you got power. Because like I was saying the other week in my testimony, amen to God, you know, amen, after you get a certain age, sometimes you can't remember like you want to remember stuff. And that's the good thing about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God brought it back to my remembrance. Amen. The Spirit of God just said, amen, ain't you supposed to be doing something? It's like another voice living inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, watching out for you and stuff like that. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to remembrance. If you're taking a test or an exam, amen, it's good to have the Holy Ghost. Amen to God, because he will start to bring, if you studied, hallelujah.
Ah!
My little disclaimer, amen, praise the Lord. Amen,
okay.
He said, I'm going to bring you back to your remembrance. Amen, so I'm a witness to that. Amen to God, you know, like in class, amen, when I was in college, amen, and have the Holy Ghost, amen to God, you know, I would worry. But, amen, if I did what I was supposed to do and study, God would always bring it back to my remembrance. Amen to God. So, you know, we just say to those that listen to the message tonight, amen, amen, get that thing, get that Holy Ghost, because, you know, it's some benefits to being saved. It's some benefits.
Say that,
amen.
Again. Say that with
everybody
again.
Keeps saying what you can't do this no more, you can't do that no more. But, amen, there's some benefits into getting this thing. Amen to God. The Bible says you get power. Amen. So I ask that you guys definitely replay this message over again and look at them scriptures that the man of God was saying, because I'm a witness, amen to God. I've been in situations where, amen, if it had not been for the Lord bringing stuff back to my remembrance, I'll be in some situations, amen to God. So I just thank and praise God for the word of God and the peoples of God. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. That is so wonderful. There is benefits. Psalm 116, verses 12 through 14 say, what shall I render unto the Lord for all
the
benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation. Well, if you're going to take the cup of salvation, you have to have some power in that cup. Hey.
All right. All right, Holy Ghost.
In that cup when you decide to drink of that cup of salvation. Amen. So I like that. Benefits. There's some benefits. This is just not something, a gift that somebody give you that you're not happy with, you're not excited
That's right.
about, not pleased about it. This gift that God gives you, it's a promise. It's a promise. And I tell you, as he says, it will lead and guide you. God will give you what to speak and what to say in that hour when you call upon him. Amen.
Right.
So we bless the Lord for that today. Amen. Sister Kim, and I see Evangelist Doris on the line. Amen. So good to see Sister Kim. You know, we had some testimony service on Friday, and she testified about this Holy Ghost, how she got it. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kim. I don't know if you're able to say anything, but your line is open. Amen, amen. She may be at work and may be unable to say anything at this time, so we're going to go to Evangelist Doris. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. I'm so happy you rebroadcasted this message. I just wish it's on DVD or something.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're going to try to get it downloaded in a CD form where we can have it available for our listeners and our callers. We're working on it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I would definitely be able to buy a whole bunch of them and just give it as gifts to people. It's really amazing. It's the scriptures to go with everything he was saying is so powerful. I definitely will be happy. Yes.
Woo, yeah, when you can see the
Yes,
you can verify, and you can read along, and you can also study and do your own research, and that's what he give you these scriptures for, and that's what the Bible is here for us to get in this word and know it for ourselves. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing this word of truth. I also want you all, before I dismiss, I'm going to ask Liberal Democrat, we want to pray for Pastor Hamilton. We have, that's our Provoked Fridays pastor, and we still haven't heard anything else on his condition or if he's home out of the hospital or what have you. So we're going to offer up prayer in a minute, but we're going to get a word from Sister Ruby right now. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless everybody on the broadcast. As the Lord has let us re-air this message, all I can say is thank you, Jesus. I'm overfilled. It just worked all in my heart and spirit, and to examine myself to see whether I'm doing what the will of Jesus Christ is asking. So pray my strength in the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Our liberal Democrat said, we used to, in the chat room, we used to sing a song, I went to church one night and my heart wasn't right. Then something got a hold of me. And they say it was the Holy Ghost that got a hold of me. Amen, amen. So we just bless the Lord. That is true. And they still, that's an all-time favorite there, our liberal Democrat. It's a classic.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to lift up prayer, and even I want you to pray for Evangelist Sharon Phillips. I have to check on her also. She had a light heart attack. Amen. So we're going to lift her up in prayer. We're going to ask Liberal Democrat to do that. Pastor Edward Hamilton and Evangelist Sharon Phillips. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he in the midst. Amen. So somebody's been praying for me, amen, of God. When I was on the road, amen, of God, you know, sometimes you don't got a chance to pray for yourself, amen, because stuff happens so fast to you. But it's always good to know that somebody is covering you. Amen. So we thank you, praise God, for those that's, amen, covering this line and praying for me and as others that's on this line, amen, of God. So we just begin to touch and agree right now, amen, of God, amen, for Pastor Hamilton, amen, of God, and the woman of God, amen, as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, right now, God, hallelujah. God, we come together right now, God, hallelujah. You said we had two or three gathered in your name, oh God. Hallelujah. You said, amen, of God, you are in the midst, amen. Amen. And we asking God right now that we need that mist right now, because we in the mist, God. We in the midst of some things, amen, going on in 2013. We in the midst of family troubles, oh God. We in the midst of, amen, of God, financial troubles, oh God. We in the midst, amen, of health, amen, trouble. So we speak divine health on this line right now, oh God. We are in the midst of some things, amen, of God. So we touching and agreeing right now, amen, of God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, amen,
hallelujah,
of God, that we speaking over these people right now, God. God, name by name, God, go in their house, go, amen, to God, in their situation, go in their midst, oh God, whatever that midst the woman of God is in right now, God, find her midst, oh God, whether she's in the midst of a sickness, oh God, whether she's in the midst of a financial thing, whether she's in the midst, oh God, of some situations going on in her life, get in her midst right now, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, somebody on this phone right now is in the midst of something right now, God, get in their midst, oh God, in the midst of their children's situations, in the midst of their relationship, God. Get in that midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Pastor Hamilton, oh God, he's been giving us that word, oh God. We've been, amen, eating off of it, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. We've been provoked, amen, to God, to praise you, oh God. And the devil, amen, to God, is coming against him, oh God. We come, oh God, right now with this prayer, oh God. You said two or three, oh God, and we believe that there's more than two or three right now, God. So we know you in the midst, oh God, of Pastor Hamilton right now, oh God, that there, oh God, will be no backlash, oh God, no retaliation. We come against it. We cancel, amen, those assignments, oh God, hallelujah, that you will go in that mist right now, God, of every phone line, that people that will listen to this broadcast after it's over, God, and listen, oh God, and they will join us, amen, as we pray for Pastor Hamilton, amen, as we pray for the woman of God, Lord, that they will, amen, touch and agree with us, oh God, so they can continue to be in that mist, amen, even after this conversation, God. We claim it right now, God. We claim it, oh God, the covering, amen, over this line, oh God, the mantle, amen, oh God. It's on, amen, oh God, Sister Ruby, amen, and Evangelist, amen, oh God, hallelujah, Adrian, oh God. In the name of Jesus right now, God, protect their anointing, oh God. Be in their midst, oh God. Whatever they're in the midst of when they hang up this phone, God, we pray that you're in the midst of that situation, oh God. The midst of everybody, name by name, unspoken request, God. We ask that you get in the midst of it, amen, while we have all this power on the phone right now, God. Continue to trouble the waters, oh God. Amen. That somebody might get the Holy Ghost while they're listening to this. That somebody might give their life back to you, oh God, while they listen to this broadcast. We come into that home right now, God. We go into that hospital. We go into that mind, oh God. We go into that mist right now, God. Hallelujah. That somebody can't even say out loud, but God, you said the Spirit of God searcheth all things, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do that, oh God, and we will give you the praise. Hallelujah. Do that, oh God, and we touch and agree, oh God. Hallelujah. We speak that into this phone line. We speak it into that house, that person in that car, that person on that telephone, God. We speak it right now, God, that your name might get the glory, that you will continue to be in the midst. We pray this and we release this in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, you know, I was asking the Lord and he just dropped it in my spirit as you were praying. I said, where do we go from here? And I was praying on protect your anointing. Protect the anointing. And you said it today. So look forward for words tomorrow. Prophet Pearson will be on here for prophetic Tuesdays. And we're looking for Dr. Corinthus Patterson to confirm. And also,
powerful peoples of God.
I forgot somebody else I spoke with for Wednesday and Thursday. But anyway, it's always a God. Woo, Lord, God always sets you up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as he was praying, the Lord spoke, said, I had you studying it for a reason. Protect your anointing.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You know, the enemy knows that you are anointed.
That's right.
And
Holy Ghost.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have to wait because the rest of the week. But
thank
I pray,
God.
Prophet, I pray Pastor Hamilton will be here for Provoked Fridays. But just look for that word. Protect your anointing.
Yes, God.
Protect
hallelujah,
it.
Lord.
And when you're protecting something, you have it in a secured place. You're not going to let nobody come close to anything that is valuable, that is that has meaning in your life. You know, we protect our children.
That's
amen.
Right.
And we were listening to the news today. Somebody went in the army base and kill some people. I don't know if you all seen that. You hate to even turn on the TV because you don't know when a special news report is coming on where something has happened. That was people that lost their lives today. I'm sure they are a part of a family. So, people of God, it's time for us to pray. We have to protect our anointed. And guess what? You can't go everywhere and you can't do everything and you can't listen to everything. Sometimes you have to guard your heart from. That's
right.
Why the Bible said guard your heart. And you guard it because you're not allowing anything to come in that'll contaminate it. The Bible said evil communication, it corrupts. Manners. You can't be around somebody that's cussing and that's gossiping, talking about somebody every day, and it don't get in your spirit. So we're talking about protect your anointing. Oh, glory.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
He said that as he prayed. Protect. got your anointed. If it means anything to you, guess what? Put a lock on it. Hallelujah. Secure it. Hey, don't let nobody put nothing negative in your spirit.
Yeah.
We have negative words spoken every day. And if we don't speak it, we are witnesses where we see other people and hear other people downloading something negative in someone else's spirit. Hallelujah. But you better get connected with God. You better know those that labor among you. You better know where you're going. You better know who you're listening to. Because everybody
that's preaching and teaching
is not of God. Ah, hallelujah. Well, the Bible says some is going to come and say, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I heal? Yeah, well, if you use the name of Jesus, guess what? You have power. It's power in that name. Hey,
hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
Lord, we bless you today. We thank you for
hallelujah.
The word.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Lord God, we thank you for those that have came on today and listened to this rebroadcast of this message, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're asking you to continue to bless God, continue to send your word where it can permeate our hearts. Lord God, continue to strengthen us. Let your blood cover our homes, cover our family, cover our children, Lord God, as they in school and catching these buses and going different places. Lord God, relax in you to let your blood continue to prevail in their lives. Lord God, and as we get ready to dismiss off this line, God, we ask in your presence to forever remain on this line. We ask in you to keep it anointed, keep it precious, keep it,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord,
where we'll know that this is not something that we can just share with anybody. Oh, God, but your word is precious. Your word is spirit, and your word is truth. And we thank you for it today, God. Thank you for all those that weren't able to tune in today. I pray that they'll go back and listen to this message in its entirety, God, and give us the strength, Lord God, and give us the guidance that we need to know how to get this thing downloaded where someone else will be encouraged and someone else will be inspired to seek after the Holy Ghost. We praise you and we magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're going to close out with Dear God by Smokin' Awful. I haven't heard that one in a while, but just minister to your heart on today.
Thank
God
you,
bless you. Yes, and the Lord. Every Democrat, we saw Sister Cammie on the line also, and a few more that dropped off. So have a beautiful day. We'll see you on tomorrow for
Feel so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails, so I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life. Me. So I thank you Jesus for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord, so I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through, thank you for. Time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a great and beautiful day. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.